Hey there, friends, it's Nick. It's episode 114 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast, and a quick one today, I think, because it's Friday, and frankly, you've got better things to do, and frankly, I've got better things to do, but I wanted to share something that I've learned over the past month or so, because I've been doing this mindfulness practice, and in fact, it's part of one of the things that I'm doing with the mastermind group I'm involved with, but there's this really interesting distinction that's come up. And I think the first time I can remember trying meditation, I definitely did a lesson at school in RE, you know, in 1,000 years ago. But I tried it seriously when I was sailing. And I can remember sitting aboard the yacht near the front. It wasn't a big yacht, but near the front. And crossing my legs and just trying to focus on my breath. And of course, you can't do that for more than a couple of minutes. Well, you can't do that for a couple of minutes, probably. And I've tried it various times through my life in the 30 years since then. But one of the things that I've learned in the last month, which is really, really interesting, is the point of Excuse me. It's nearly gone, I promise. The point of meditation is not to clear your mind, because that is setting yourself up for failure, right? The point of meditation is to focus on your breath and notice and be kind to yourself when your attention is distracted and move your attention back to where it's supposed to be, on your breath. And TJ Power, who's helping us with this mindfulness practice, has made the point that this realization that your attention has wandered and refocusing on the breath is like a bicep curl. In other words, each time you do that, it is training that muscle, training that attention muscle, training that mindfulness muscle. And this has been such a revelation for me, because I think one of the things that most people feel about meditation is that they aren't any good at it. And that's because it's incredibly hard to think about nothing or to focus on one thing. Your mind wanders, it gets distracted. And the idea that the point of the mindfulness meditation, that practice, is literally to practice noticing that your attention has wandered and putting it back in the right place is, I think, really powerful one, because it stops the focus on perfection, impossible perfection, and really gives us something that we can all do that will help in our daily lives. And obviously, you know, as a writer, as an author, as a storyteller, you know, all those times when I'm writing and then the attention wanders, what you want to do is develop the muscle that allows you to notice your attention has wandered and put it back in the right place. So anyway, it's early in January. It's the kind of time when we're all, trying to be better, trying to improve ourselves. A year ago, I started eating better. I stopped eating meat and all that kind of malarkey. And this year I'm focusing on focusing on my mind, and this practice, I think, is going to be really, really powerful. And I just wanted to share that with you as a little Friday night treat for us all. Anyway, have a great weekend. I'll be back tomorrow, I expect. And thanks for listening. Remember, your story, the one that you're telling yourself in your mind that you are distracted by, on and on, it still all means business.